This is Monday Motivation, episode number 327.
Welcome to the Melissa Ambrosini Show. I'm your host, Melissa, best-selling author of Mastering Your Mean Girl and Open Wide. And I'm here to remind you that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Each week, I'll be getting up close and personal with thought leaders from around the globe, as well as your weekly dose of motivation so that you can create epic change in your own life and become the best version of yourself possible. Are you ready, beautiful? If you want to listen to my episodes one day earlier than they are released anywhere else, you have to download the app Himalaya and follow my show. Himalaya is free, super easy to use, and has every podcast you can think of. I love that you can leave comments under each episode and even create episode playlists. Make sure you check it out today. Hello, my beautiful friend, and welcome back to another episode of Monday Motivation. Happy Monday, happy whatever day it is for you that you are listening to this. I'm just so glad that you're here and so grateful that we get to spend some time together today. I have 9 small habits that can lead to massive success in all areas of your life for you today. These are little habits that have really made a huge impact in my life, and I'm so excited to share them with you. So if you can, maybe you want to type some notes in your phone or grab yourself a pen and paper and jot these down if you can. Let's dive right in. Okay, number one, the first small habit that can lead to massive success is replacing 15 minutes of your social media scrolling with learning something new. So if you need to learn some sort of task or skill to uplevel your business, or maybe you just want to learn a language, or maybe you want to read a book on health to improve your health or relationships or communication or whatever it is, but start tracking how much time you actually spend on social media. With a lot of the smartphones now, you can actually lock yourself out of your social media apps after a certain amount of time. So I personally have 45 minutes allocated for social media a day. And then once I go over that, it locks me out of it. So what you could do is cut back 15 minutes of your social media time for learning something new. So if there's something that you really want to learn, or a skill that you really want to up-level, maybe it's even photography or something like that. So just take 15 minutes of your social media time and put it toward learning something new. That is the first small habit that can lead to massive success in all areas of your life. The next one is doing 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes, however long you want, of stretching every night whilst you watch TV. So I'm a massive fan of stretching, of foam rolling, of fascia release using a tennis ball or a golf ball or whatever you've got lying around your house. So make sure that whenever you are watching TV in the evening that you are doing some sort of stretching, rolling, fascia release or something like that. Don't just sit there. Use that time wisely. Your body, your mind, your soul, your health, everything will thank you later for it. Okay, the third small habit that can lead to massive success is waking up when you say you're going to wake up. So this isn't about getting up on time. This is about practicing a healthy habit and doing what you say you're going to do. Because if you do this first thing in the morning, you're going to set the tone for the rest of the day. So by honoring yourself and honoring that first commitment that you have made to yourself, you are a lot more likely to show up to all of your other commitments throughout the day. But if you dishonor your first commitment to yourself and don't get up when you say you're going to get up, that will usually ripple out into all areas of your life throughout your day. So commit to waking up at the time that you say that you're going to wake up. This is such a small little thing that has a massive impact on your life. Okay, number four, start your day with your top three MITs. So MITs are your most important tasks. So do these three MITs before you open social media, before you open your emails, before you do anything else. These are the three top things that are going to propel you forward, that are going to move the needle and help you inch toward your dreams. So do those first before you dive into responding to social media and emails. Another small little habit that makes a massive difference. Okay, number five, the fifth small habit that makes a massive difference in your life and can lead to huge success in all areas of your life. And that is doing what I call daily design. So this is where first thing in the morning after your meditation, you map out your day. Maybe even at the end of your meditation, you kind of visualize how your day is going to unfold, your ideal day. Okay. So visualize from as soon as you finish your meditation, what are you going to do next? And then after that, and then after that, and how are you going to feel whilst you do all of these things? And then what I do is I type it out. So I'll type it in my phone and I will send it to my husband to help hold me accountable. So maybe I'll read you one that I wrote this morning. Let me just grab it. Okay, so I'll read you a little bit of my daily design that I wrote this morning. So I said, today my writing flows effortlessly. I feel creative and on purpose as I write this New York Times bestseller that is going to have global impact and change millions of lives. So that was the first thing I wrote in my daily design. After that, I said, all my other work gets done with ease, love, and grace. I'm overflowing with love and presence with Leo and Nick. Nick and I are soft, loving, and kind to each other. I meditate, do yoga, work out, have a sauna, and do all the self-care things that make me feel amazing. I spend time at the beach in the sunshine, and I walk for an hour. Nick and I dance in the kitchen. Today is a beautiful, graceful day full of love, creativity, ease, and flow. Before we head to bed, there is lots of laughter, fun, games, and silliness with Leo and Nick. So that's just a little example of what you could put in your daily design. And then if you want, you can send it to a friend or your partner and ask them to help hold you accountable. It's a really beautiful thing that you can do and such a small little habit to get into that has massive effects on all areas of your life. All right, number six, eat a healthy breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Eating well, nourishing your temple, it's such a small thing that leads to massive success in every area of your life. Your health is wealth. If you don't have your health, you can't do the things that you want to do in the world. You can't show up as the best version of yourself. So we need to take care of ourselves. And one of the simplest ways to do that is to just make sure you're eating a healthy breakfast, a healthy lunch, and a healthy dinner, and nourish that beautiful temple of yours. And it will ripple out into every area of your life. It's such a small thing that if you start today, will have huge effects on all areas of your life. Okay, number seven, read at the same time every day. So if you know that every morning is when you like to read, maybe it's after your meditation, you like to read for 15, 20 or 30 minutes, or maybe you read in the afternoon when you're having a little time out, or maybe you read when you get into bed at night. For me, I love to read when I get into bed. That is my time when I read. Sometimes I'll read in the morning. If I get up super early, just naturally get up early, I will just lay in bed and read. And I love that. But commit to reading every single day. Not only is this great for your mind, but it's the only way you're going to get through books. is to read every day. So just commit to reading however many pages feels good for you, or if you want to commit to a time frame, whether it's 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever feels good for you, just do that. But make the commitment to get into the habit of reading every single day. Every single day, no matter what. Even if it's just 2 pages, that is better than nothing. So commit to that and watch how this affects every area of your life. And make sure you mix up the books that you read as well. You know, if you're into health, read a book on health, read a book on conscious parenting, on spirituality, on business, on entrepreneurship, whatever. There's so many incredible topics out there. So find what you're interested in and mix it up. Just don't read the same sort of books all the time. You want to expand your mind. You want to grow. And an amazing way to do that is by expanding your repertoire of the types of books that you read. So that was number 7. Okay, let's head to number 8, the 8th small habit that can lead to massive success. And that is meditation. You don't think I was going to let you get away with not meditating here. You guys know I'm a massive fan of meditation. This affects every area of your life and is such a huge contributing factor to success. Research all of the top athletes, experts, successful people in the world, and a lot of them have meditation in common. It's such a powerful, life-changing habit to incorporate into your everyday life that's going to have such a huge impact. So if you don't already have a meditation practice, now is the time, my friend. Now is the time to start meditating. So you can start with 15 minutes in the morning or 20 minutes in the morning, and you can do some of my guided meditations off my website. You can check out the app Insight Timer. I've got some of my meditations on there. Go and check that out. And you can also check out my friend Johnny Pollard's app, One Giant Mind. It's awesome and such a great place to start if you are new to meditation. I meditate twice a day for 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes in the afternoon and absolutely love it. So if you haven't already got a meditation practice, now is the time to incorporate one into your life. And if you do already have one, let's take it to the next level. Let's add 5 minutes. Or if you're already doing one in the morning, let's add a second one. Whatever you do, just commit to meditating every single day. This is a success habit that is going to have massive effects on all areas of your life. Try it for 21 days and see how you feel and report back to me. I would love to hear. Come and tell me on Instagram how you go after your 21 days of meditation. I would love to hear. And then the 9th small habit that can lead to massive success in all areas of your life is reflecting before you go to sleep. So when you get into bed, maybe before you start reading, whip out your journal and just have a little reflection on the day that's just been. How did you show up? Were you happy with how the day unfolded? If yes, give yourself a little high five. If no, how could you have showed up differently? What could you have done differently? What would you have said differently? And just write some notes down in your journal. Reflect back on your day and how you showed up and how you could have showed up even more powerfully or as the best version of yourself. So just take a couple of minutes to reflect before you go to sleep, because it's in that self-reflection time where we really grow. That's when we can go, oh, okay, well, I yelled at the kids maybe 4 times today and I'm not really proud of that. So I'm really going to be mindful of that tomorrow, and I'm going to do my best to stay patient and present. And maybe you can ask your partner to help hold you accountable or whatever it is for you. But just take a couple of minutes to reflect back on your day before you go to sleep. Okay, my friends, They are the 9 small habits that can lead to massive success in all areas of your life. Let's recap. Number 1, replace 15 minutes of your social media scrolling with learning something new. Number 2, do a 5, 10, or 15 minute stretch, foam rolling, or fascia release session every night whilst you watch TV. Number 3, wake up when you say you're going to wake up. Number 4, start your day with your top 3 MITs, your most important tasks. Number 5, do your daily design and send it to someone to help hold you accountable. Number 6, eat a healthy breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Number 7, read every day at the same time and commit to it. Number 8, meditate every day. And number 9, reflect before you go to sleep. There you have it, my friends. The 9 small habits that can lead to massive success in all areas of your life. I truly hope this was helpful for you. These are 9 habits that I live by and swear by. They have made such a huge impact in my life, and I know they will have the same effect on you too. So thank you for being here. I hope you got a lot out of this. If you did, please subscribe and leave me a review in iTunes or on your podcast app, because that means that we can inspire and educate even more people together. And before I go, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being here, for wanting to be the best, the healthiest, and the happiest version of yourself, and for showing up today for you. You rock. Don't forget that. And until next time, my darling, don't forget that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word.